For wash that's deep clean. Sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, let's listen in on a couple of young housewives talking over the back fence.
Hey, that's a mighty white rock you're hanging out. Can you see one of those new sheds I've been hearing about?
Something even better. I'm using deep cleaning Oxidol.
Yes, ladies, deep cleaning Oxidol has got folks talking all over the country. For deep cleaning Oxidol washes out the gray dirt left in close by the leading short cut stuff. Now, here's someone who saw this proved in an amazing demonstration. She's Mrs. Donald Smith of Elmwood, Ohio. And I'd like you to hear in her own words just what she saw at this demonstration. Listen to what Mrs. Smith says.
In this washing demonstration, they use my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I just washed them with a leading suds, just as the manufacturer said to. Then they wash those clothes over again, this time with deep clean Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading short cut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Smith. And ladies, next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, when you use deep cleaning Oxidol, clothes look white and bright, feel soft and fluffy. Smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new-looking, longer. So to get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, at last, Ma's learned the truth about the cousin. At last, she's learned how they lied to her, how they took Willie's and Evie's money. And we've been wondering what Ma's going to do about it. Knowing Ma's devotion to the cousins, we also know Ma's devotion to Proof. And we watch with regret Ma's sinking heart as she learns the ugly story of the cousin's deceitfulness. What is Ma going to do? Well, right now, it's late in the afternoon of that same unhappy day. Cousin Ed is alone in the lumberyard office, blissfully unaware of events.
Be that you, Cousin Ed? Be that you, Son Collector?
No, Cousin Ed, it's me.
Huh? Why, it's good old Cousin Will. Hello there, Cousin Will. Hey, Pepper and Cadbury, I ain't seen you in a week or Sunday. My goodness, you're all dressed up.
Huh? Yeah, I was out soon about some jobs. Where's my cousin Ed? I thought he'd be here.
Oh, you ain't seen hiding ahead of good old Cousin Mel practically all day. But that good old Cousin Faye told us Ma'd come in after lunch. You ain't in yet, Cousin Willie. So it's after lunch, an hour or more. Did you get yourself one of them jobs, Willie? Have you joined the ranks? Have you gainfully employed?
No, I didn't, Cousin Ed. No, I don't have a job. But that's not what I come here to talk about. Now, you say Ma ain't been here. Well, then she ain't talked to Sylvester, I guess.
Talked to Sylvester? And about what, if I may inquire? Good old Cousin Ma talked to Son Sylvester about lots of stuff. Son Sylvester is practically Cousin Ma's right hand, you might say. Right hand or left hand, you being the other hand, you might say.
I mean about that business deal that me and Evie went into. That mining stock Sylvester got for it. Maybe you don't know about it, Cousin Ed, but me and Evie took every cent we got in the world and we bought some stock in a mining company. Sylvester fixed it up for us. It's called the Little Giant Mining Corporation.
I know about it, Cousin Ed. Son Sylvester's a good boy. He don't do nothing without talking to his good old daddy about it. Real fine stock you got there, Cousin Ed. You said good old Cousin Ma was supposed to talk to Sylvester about it?
Yeah, only I guess.
Yeah, but Cousin Ma don't know nothing about that business deal, Cousin Willie. That business deal is a secret. for good and sufficient reasons, which right now I don't have to tell you about them. It was a secret to me.
I know that, Cousin Ed, and as far as I'm concerned, it's still a secret, except for a couple of other people, Mom say. You see, I ain't had a paycheck for weeks and weeks now, Cousin Ed, and me and Eddie are just about...
Never mind about your new paycheck. Let me get this straight. You went and told Cousin Ma and Cousin Faye about your deal?
I couldn't help it, Cousin Ed, and anyhow, I don't like keeping secrets from Ma. Ma's been real nice to me, and so when she...
You ain't been glad to Cousin Ma about it? You ignorant little ignoramus! You ain't got the horse sense to fit into a horse! Sylvester! Sir, come to us! Stop whatever you're doing out there and come along, sir! So you went and blabbed. Why, I got a mind to teach you a lesson that you'll never forget as long as you live.
What's the matter? What harm is there in telling Ma? And what did you just call me? Are you calling me names?
No, I ain't calling you names. I'm pinning you roses and $20 gold pieces all over you, but
are you being sarcastic?
Be quiet, you dope. Yes, I'm calling you, Sylvester. Get the lead out of your ears and get in here. Go on and blab into Cousin Ma. Now, ain't so fine. Now, ain't you just lovely?
But what's the matter? Listen, I've got a problem, Cousin Ed, and I've simply got to face it. I've been out of work now for weeks and weeks, and I need some money. All I want to know is...
Some fellas get work, and some fellas don't get work. Some fellas deserve to get work. And other fellas go around blabbing their business to every Tom and Dick, Harry, and you. I ain't got time to worry about you and your troubles, Cousin Willie. Sylvester, I said get in there. Get in there fast.
But what's the matter? Listen, I don't let nobody talk to me like that.
What's the matter, Patsy? You sound like you've been stung by a bumblebee. Why, and here's Cousin Willie. How's good old Cousin Willie?
Your father here is real sore about something, and I ain't sure that I like his attitude.
You ain't sure he likes my attitude. Listen to this, son, Sylvester. This genius here. He's gone and blabbed everything to Cousin Moore and to Cousin Faye. And what do we do now, may I ask?
You stop using that word blab, Cousin Ed Hammaker. I don't like it. I didn't blab nothing. Anyhow, that ain't what I'm here to talk about. Now listen, Cousin Sylvester.
Yes, Willie, I am listening. Potsy. You shouldn't use words like that to good old Cousin Willie. Why, good old Cousin Willie's our pal. Do I understand that good old Cousin Willie passed some information on to the other cousins? Cousin Ma and Cousin Faye?
I'll tell you the way it was. I was walking down the street...
We don't want to know the way it was. We're just interested in what you was jackass enough to go and do. Action, not words. So that's... This here pal has gone and told Cousin Ma and Cousin Faye about the little giant mining corporation, about his investment.
So what? So what?
Cousin Willie went and told Cousin Ma and told Cousin Faye about our little investment? But that was very naughty of you, Cousin Willie. You broke your promise. You promised me you wouldn't tell nobody, and now you've gone back on your word.
But you don't understand. I got a big problem. I'm broke. I've been out of a job now for weeks and weeks, and I need money. Now, listen, I'm here to ask you, Cousin Sylvester, is there any possible way I can start getting some money back from the little giant mining
company? But we've got problems too, Cousin Willie. So you went and told good old Cousin Ma and good old Cousin Faye everything about our investment, huh? Mention my name, Cousin Willie?
Of course I mentioned your name. You're the one who fixed up the deal.
Very interesting, Cousin Willie. Very interesting indeed.
Son Sylvester, the volcano blows up, and my own flesh and blood stand there, and all he says is, very interesting. Don't you realize what this means? Cousin Ma's on to us now. Cousin Ma and Cousin Faye both. This is the end of everything. You've been fat, no good. You and your fancy ideas, mining corporation. You're the one who got me into it, and you're the one who said everything's going to be all right. You're the
one... Patsy, shut up. What's your language? That's because we got to switch plans. Don't mean you got to blow your top.
Hey, wait a minute. Just a minute. There ain't nothing wrong with that investment, I hope. What do you mean, Cousin Ed? Ma's on to you.
Say, that stock's good, ain't it?
Oh, this boy's gonna be the death of me, even if we could get a million out of him. You stop doing so this. I'll turn my back and try to fit.
Yeah, you'll do that, Popsy. I'll try to get the situation clear in my head. Oh, Willie, in response to your question, I stand before you, and I, your cousin Sylvester, honestly say that stock's as good today as the day you bought it. Now, does that satisfy you, Cousin Willie? The stock's as good today as the day you bought it.
Well, I just need some money, Cousin Sylvester. And so that's why I'm here to ask you. When can me and Evie get some money, some of them profits?
Well, right now, I can't answer that question, Cousin Willie, because right now, me and Popsy got some thinking to do, so... Why don't you run along home, Cousin Willie? You just run along home, and I'll call you up on the telephone, and I'll... Cousin Ma? Yeah, so I see it. Cousin Ma.
Hi, Ma.
Yes, I am. Cousin Sylvester. Willie, son? I was looking for you, Willie. I'm glad you're here. Now we can all talk about it.
And go meet Cousin Ed and go out to the fair into the business of the Perkins Lumber Yard. You folks talk over whatever you got to talk over. good seeing you, Cousin Willie. Always a pleasure.
Sit down, Cousin Ed. I got to send in a piece of gear that I'll sell.
Hmm?
I ain't happy about this. But anyway, it's time we learned the truth about things that's been going on. Cousin Sylvester? I understand that Willie here invested some money with me. I'd like to know more about that investment. And why? Why you didn't tell me the truth, Cousin Sylvester, when I asked you?
Telephones are buzzing, presses are roaring, and the airwaves are humming with today's great news about deep cleaning octobots. News that means a sparkling, clean wash for you. And you can see how clean and white deep cleaning octobot washes your clothes. You can feel how soft and fluffy your clothes are. You can even smell how clean they are after octobot. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning octobot. Octobot reaches deep down into fibers for grimy dirt, loosens dirt, and floats it away. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Octodol at your dealers now in the same familiar Octodol package. And so, at long last, the question answered. My question to the cousin. Why did you lie? Will the cousins be able to lie out of this one, too? Well, that's what Sylvester tries to do. Mark. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same place. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.